AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, David Matic. We're getting ready for Super Wild Card Weekend, of course, in the NFL. And we're going to give you some early looks at NFL drafts and fantasy football drafts for the 2023 season. But naturally, still looking forward to this weekend. We're going to crown a winner in the Super Bowl, of course, coming up on February the 12th. And Davis, naturally, a fun night in the NBA to get to as well. So great to be back with you here on the show. As, boy, starting off in the NBA, some exciting finishes yesterday, including a game where I don't think anybody expected Phoenix to go to Golden State and win and spoil Steph Curry's return. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised yesterday with Curry coming back. I kind of thought this Curry injury was going to be like, you know, we see this dude in February. And Phoenix, by the way, I mean, we're talking about these teams that are potentially blowing it up, making big trades at the deadline. I think the Suns and the Raptors are kind of like the two big teams that you could see making like an absolutely nuclear move, like OG Anunoby or Pascal Siakam being traded, or DeAndre Ayton or one of those guys being traded at the deadline. So every win they can get like this, they do absolutely need, no doubt.
All right, let's start with that, with our headlines here. Phoenix Suns end up going to the Bay Area and winning that game, despite being double-digit underdogs in that one. I believe 11.5 was the point spread there. We start with that headline here on Fantasy Sports Today. In addition, the Miami Heat last night, a one-point win over Oklahoma City. Wouldn't you know, with all the injuries, Davis, yesterday with Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler ended up playing in that game, having a big one, 40 for 40 from the free throw strike. That's an NBA record. Baltimore Ravens getting ready for the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Roquan Smith signs a five-year contract, and it is official. Carlos Correa is returning to the Mets on a six-year contract. He did pass his physical, so I would guess that big announcement is coming a little bit later today. Interesting note with that Roquan Smith signing, Davis, for the Baltimore Ravens. They make that trade, and they end up getting him from the Chicago Bears. What's interesting is, with this game coming up this weekend for them, there's some speculation here that maybe, Davis, Lamar Jackson may not be at 100%, may not play in this game. Naturally, he's got a contract situation, too. Boy, I was really liking Baltimore early in the week, and then now, you know, some stuff is percolating. I think today is probably going to determine it. We'll get some practice reports, but, you know, naturally, this trade was just huge for the Ravens. It's kept them in a lot of games. He's still a fantastic player.
Yeah, I mean, I and we saw some of this stuff. You know, Roddy White, the formerly great Falcons wide receiver, tweeted this yesterday. If I'm Lamar, I tell the coaching staff, nah, man, my knee, it's acting up. I'm not playing. You guys enjoy this playoff loss to the Cincinnati Bengals starting, you know, Anthony Brown or whoever. Because I think if you're Lamar, you very justifiably look at this and say, oh, you guys dug between the couch cushions and found $100 million guaranteed for an off-the-ball linebacker, but you couldn't find $216 million guaranteed, which is what Kyler Murray got. For me, an MVP, a guy who you know, has won playoff games for you, you can't find the guaranteed money for me. I mean, I think, Craig, we are nearing, to my memory, I think this is the only time that we will see this, where it is possible that a guy who wins an MVP on his rookie deal might not sign an extension, might go to free agency, and get the absolute largest bag possible. I mean, think about all the guys. Burrow, mega extension. Allen, mega extension. Mahomes, mega extension. Herbert, mega extension. None of them even came close to testing the waters. I think we could see Lamar, you know, just the Buccaneers, Raiders, you know, whoever. I actually think we are entering into an offseason where this is possible with him.
Yeah, and I think that now, so is Jackson's deal up this year or he has one more? Does he have one more next year or no?
So right now he is playing on his option. So they, you know, so that you can pick up the option, but I believe they retain the ability to tag him at least once. I'm not like a huge salary cap guy, but I believe they can franchise tag him at least one time.
Right. So I guess what I would say about this is that you and I have chronicled the decrepit state of quarterback in the NFL. And it may, and by the way, Lamar Jackson may not be the best quarterback in the NFL. He may not be number 2, 3, 4, sure, or 5. But as a free agent, it won't matter. And I think that's where you are right. He is going to break Mahomes' record as a free agent. He would, just because of the state of quarterbacking in the NFL. I mean, Davis, if you don't believe that, you're kidding yourself. Look what Denver did for Russell Wilson. Look what Cleveland did for Deshaun Watson. On the open market, Lamar Jackson would be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL because there would be 20 teams willing to give him that money. And it's not about him being better or worse than Mahomes. He would just get the money, 100%.
I mean, think of all the teams that have mega rich owners who don't have a clear answer at quarterback. How about the New York Giants, who basically, I mean, they would just, Lamar Jackson is just like the apex version of Daniel Jones, right? He fits right in. How about the New Orleans Saints, super rich team, right? Their owner owns an NBA team, like that guy, the Loomis family, I believe. They could give $300 million guaranteed, no problem.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
How about, I haven't heard anyone say this, how about the San Francisco 49ers? How good would Lamar be in the Kyle Shanahan? Like, there are so many ways this can go. I think the Ravens might have played themselves here.
Yeah, I mean, Davis, the Rams built a brand new stadium in Los Angeles to be the primary team there, and Stan Kroenke moved his team from St. Louis to L.A., and they're paying Stafford all this money. He's not going to retire, but who knows? I think a range of outcomes could potentially be the case here. All right, coming up next, time to take a look at Fantasy Football Dynasty running backs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Generally speaking, in fantasy football, it really doesn't matter where you end up in fantasy, to be honest with you. If you're a rookie running back and you're pretty good in fantasy, Davis, you're going to get drafted, you know, in fantasy football circles. I think we're just learning more and more here that I suppose if a running back gets drafted on the first or second day in the NFL, the expectations just jump astronomically. And while the end result is sort of unknown, there's some pretty good track record recently for guys getting the call. I mean, Pierce looked really good for Houston. Kenneth Walker looked really good for Seattle. Breece Hall looked really good for the Jets. Are there players like that in this year's draft that we can expect to have that same sort of impact?
I mean, I will go one further, and I would say we probably have a running back in this year's class who is going to go in the first round of fantasy football drafts this year. I would be fairly surprised if Bijan Robinson does not get selected in the first round of the NFL draft and also the first round of fantasy football drafts. He sort of I would say, I mean, you know, is he going to go number two like Saquon? I mean, honestly, to me, he's like a more impressive player than Saquon because he does more of the in between the tackles north south stuff and less of like the dancing that Barkley did a lot of. Now that's probably a little bit unfair on Barkley because he's been so injured in the NFL, but people are going to lose their minds for the University of Texas's Bijan Robinson in the NFL.
You know, it's interesting, back in my day when we played fantasy, Davis, and Fred Taylor came out and Edgerrin James came out to the NFL, you could get those guys and still in the third, fourth round in fantasy football drafts, they ended up being like the number one, number two pick in the draft. And then I think the matrix was broken by Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's the last guy to get drafted in fantasy that wasn't like a top five pick that where you're right. You know, a great running back comes out in the NFL, that guy is going in the first round in fantasy. So maybe Bijan Robinson is that guy. He was great
Clyde,
at Texas.
Clyde went in the first round when he got drafted by the Chiefs. He was like a back end of the first round pick the first year before anyone saw him play. He was like a first-ish
round pick.
First round?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is insane,
obviously.
Yeah. Looking back, yeah, for sure. So Bijan Robinson, you know, catches the ball too. 214 receiving yards, not as many as, you know, some others, but I think he can catch the ball. He had 20 touchdowns, 1,800 rushing yards. So, I mean, we're a ways from this, so this is kind of hard to do, but good by you that you're ahead of the game here for trying to predict some locations for Bijan Robinson in the upcoming draft. So where would he end up to be a first-round pick in fantasy next year?
So I think there are a couple teams that you could see pretty easily talking themselves into selecting Bijan Robinson, you know, sort of based on what they do as an organization, the analytics stuff, whatever. I think that the New York Giants, if Saquon Barkley is not on their team next year, are a team that could potentially consider it. And I also think the Buffalo Bills, they've spent multiple second-round picks on running backs. In fact, I think three straight years they've spent a day two pick on a running back. They still have not found the answer they wanted. I think pretty clearly they like this idea of being able to turn to the ground game when it gets cold, when it, you know, they play in that stadium all the way up there in Buffalo. There are a lot. I mean, the Vikings, I think, you know, Dalvin Cook is nearing the end of his, like, I think, and also I could see a team trading up or trading down for him. But I think probably you look at the like pick 19 to pick 28, right around in there. That is right. I think our Bijan Robinson zone.
Yeah. How about Arizona? Is that a possibility, you think, or do they draft too high?
So they do, they pick pretty high. They pick, they have the third overall pick and they don't have another later pick. And then I also, you got to remember, there are some teams who have multiple selections due to all these crazy trades. You know, Seattle has a couple in there. Detroit has a couple in there. So, I mean, you know, just, it's a big mystery, but I would say it's like minus 180 Bijan goes in the first round.
Okay, fair enough. Jahmyr Gibbs playing in a timeshare is just the way it works at Alabama, but his numbers, you know, obviously very good for them, and catching the ball in the backfield, his specialty, with 44 receptions, 444 yards, and 10 touchdowns. So I guess we can sort of advance the conversation here to how many running backs get taken in the first round, or how many get taken in the first or second day. Where does Gibbs fit in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gibbs is going to be kind of your classic day two, round two, round three pick for a good team, a team that's looking to add their James Cook, you know, their passing down back. I mean, that is what the Bills were trying to do. That's what the Chiefs tried to do with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The Bengals have tried to solve that with like Chris Evans and Travion Williams, and they just keep going back to Samaj Perine. But every good team, you know, the Eagles have Gainwell. You know, every good team does kind of have that third down explosive back. And Gibbs is a little bit better than that, obviously. You know, 300 carries the last 2 years for a really good Alabama team. But what he does, I mean, the comp you would make for him if you think he's going to be really good is sort of like an Alvin Kamara type, you know, very, very agile on the perimeter. He's going to do a lot of his best work as a receiver. Gibbs is probably going to be a guy that I take a lot in fantasy football next year, assuming like a decent landing spot, because I think he could catch like 50 passes as a rookie.
Okay, now let's move on to Syracuse. They had a really good season this past year. Sean Tucker, one of the main reasons for that, over 1,000 yards, also scored 13 touchdowns. You know, naturally, the conference they play in always going to be a question. We're going to have to see how this guy performs, I would guess, at the combine. But full transparency, don't know a ton about him, so you'll have to tell me.
Okay, I mean, this guy is really, really good, really good running back. Like, kind of the a genre of running back I really like in college is guys who are able to be really productive on teams that are like just okay. For example, Syracuse this year was 7-6. Garrett Schrader, 17 touchdowns, 8 interceptions as their quarterback. But Sean Tucker was the only guy on the team with over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. The only guy to get over, you know, to get into double-digit touchdowns, and that was playing with a running quarterback. So Sean Tucker is sort of the, and he's young, right? So he's coming out a year early. We really like these guys to come out early. We're not looking to draft a ton of 23-year-old running backs to our fantasy football team. So Tucker, again, he actually seems like he's probably going to be a pretty big value for whoever takes him, because I think he can probably step into a role in the NFL pretty quick. Maybe kind of like Brian Robinson was, where it's like, mm-hmm. he's not knocking your socks off. He's not, you know, hitting home runs, but he's like a good, capable running back right away.
All right, 30 seconds here. Let's do on TCU's running back, Kendre Miller, who I'm sure people are familiar with. 17 touchdowns for him last year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a ton about this guy, because it's hard. Big 12 running backs are really hard to analyze in general, because sure, like, just look at their stats. I mean, this dude put up video game numbers compared to some of these other guys, and he was not super used as a receiver, which we don't like to see. Like, the thing we love so much about Bijan was that he was like Texas's second leading receiver. That is huge for these guys in college. I mean, I for a lot of these bottom tier guys, these guys who were not first or second round picks, I'm just going to wait to see kind of how they do at the NFL combine, because that informs so much, sure, of what teams think about them, right? So if a guy has like an insanely good combine, that is really good for their draft stock.
All right, and here's a few other names. We're not going to have time for all of them. Davis, Deuce Vaughn. Give me all of Deuce Vaughn. I think this guy's going to play. I know he's very small, but this is like, you know, your typical Eagles third guy, you know, in the NFL. I think he can play. Mo Ibrahim, by the way, Davis, this guy going into 21 was the number one running back in all of college football. I don't know what happened here, why he's, you know, sort of at the end. I think some injuries may have happened with him in Minnesota, but he was a star.
Well, he doesn't catch any passes. So he's like, he's kind of like Bo Scarborough, you know, these guys, all these
Benny
Wisconsin
Snell
guys, Ron Dane, Benny Snell. Yeah, just like that genre of guy. But I mean, he can do a job in the NFL too, but I'm 100% with you on Deuce Vaughn. That guy is going to be an NFL player.
He is going to play, no doubt, in the NFL. I think so too. All right, coming up next, time to take a look at the NBA slate over in Daily Fantasy. So get out your DraftKings app. We're going to help you get set up for tonight. Don't go away.
Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it tonight in Daily Fantasy over on DraftKings. By the way, those of you who are pivoting away from fantasy football this season, and I totally get it because I'm one of them, a great way to stay engaged in Daily Fantasy is over as DailyRoto.com because Davis every single day is getting you ready and helping you make money. So those of you who do not watch the show, maybe this is the first time you're ever watching the show and you're like, I want to play Daily Fantasy basketball. I have a DraftKings account. Go to DailyRoto.com or just catch our show or catch it on demand over on YouTube. All right, Davis, give us the broad view of the slate tonight in the NBA, and then we'll get to the pricing.
You know, we're actually in, I think, probably like a slightly better spot than we were yesterday. We had two like real mass rest situations. The Miami Heat played basically a seven-man rotation yesterday with Udonis Haslam subbing in for I think he played like 5 minutes or something, you know, just to, or Dwayne Dedman subbing in for like 5 minutes just to give Orlando Highsmith a little bit of rest. I don't think we're going to have anything like that tonight, which, I mean, depending on your perspective, that could be a bad thing. That could be a good thing. Just kind of depends on how you like to play. Potentially the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton listed as questionable. He did not play last night in that win. Chris Paul listed as questionable. He did not play last night in that win. Mikal Bridges has been playing like crazy minutes for them. He played 42 minutes last night. And we still have Cameron Johnson and Cam Payne out. So Dwayne Washington, Torrey Craig, Damian Lee, all of these guys are still going to be in play. But in terms of like other big injuries, you know, I actually think we look pretty good. I think Giannis should be good to go. Jokic, Tatum, Sabonis, all these guys look good. You know, Bradley Beal remains out for the Washington Wizards, and Kristaps Porzingis is questionable. And of course, you know, as always, look, it's going to be 5:45 Central Time, and someone who you thought all day was going to play. Kawhi Leonard doesn't want to play tonight. Giannis isn't playing tonight. Whatever. Like that happens. But as we are setting it up right now, I do think we are looking at a mostly group of healthy guys tonight.
All right. So let's dive in and take a look at the pricing tonight. Again, this is over on DraftKings. We have Ja Morant just over 10,000. And we also have Trae Young, wow, under 10,000, I guess, you know, getting a little bit of a discount there. Jaylen Brown, 9,400. Tyrese Halliburton sits at 9,200 on DK tonight. We have Anthony Edwards at 9,100 and also De'Aaron Fox tonight, Davis, 8,900. So Trae Young, under 10. So not bad there. What do you think?
Yeah, not bad for him. I mean, kind of a weird season for Trae Young. Him and Dejounte Murray have been trying to figure out how to play together. There was that weirdness, you know, a couple weeks ago where Trae Young got sent home from practice because he and the coaching staff are not getting along. There have been some very small, very quiet, but murmurings of him potentially being traded, you know, recouping some of those first round picks they just traded for Dejounte Murray and basically sort of rebuilding a little bit younger. But I mean, it is an extremely good spot for him against the Milwaukee Bucks because the Bucks, they do have a good defense, but they can't score. So a lot of these games have been extremely close. I got to say Morant looks really good to me tonight against the Spurs. So we did the Thrive 5 the other night, and I said we take the under on Morant because they're going to blow him out. Well, Morant just didn't play. He just said, you know what? We're good. It's the Spurs. Let's go ahead, buddy. Let's rest those knees. I think he'll probably play this one. And I think what they'll probably do is give Jaren Jackson Jr. the night off tonight. And that makes me like John Morant because I think that should mean that it's a little bit closer of a game without him in there. Halliburton looks pretty good against the Knicks. Anthony Edwards, if he plays, he's listed as questionable, looks really strong. And then the Sacramento-Houston game tonight, De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, Kevin Porter Jr., Alperen Şengün, all of those guys. I mean, just kind of anytime the Kings play, it's sort of the bonanza. Then our value guys, I think Jordan Goodwin probably is going to be the first guy off the bench tonight for the Wizards with their injuries. He's minimum salary. The same Phoenix Suns guys we talked about last night, Landry Shamet, Dwayne Washington, you know, those guys are both solid plays. And then Dyson Daniels, I think, is going to get a start at guard for the Pelicans, so he's 3,000. So tonight, if you want to play Jokic, you want to play Giannis, you want to play John Morant, I think you can probably play two of those guys together with the amount of value out there.
All right, so there you have it. And again, all this information available for free over at dailyroto.com. Now let's take a look at the forward prices tonight over on DraftKings. Giannis always a major option, provided he is playing, just under 12,000. But hey, we got Jason Tatum tonight priced at 10.8. Also, Julius Randle up tonight on DK to 10.5. Kristaps Porzingis just under 10,000, followed by Jaylen Brown at 9,400, and you can play Anthony Edwards at guard or forward tonight if you choose.
Yeah, I mean, pretty interesting one tonight, honestly, at forward, because you have to figure out, like, do you want to jam Giannis in? He actually did not have a very strong game the other night in that game against the New York Knicks. 6 of 15 from the field. And actually, the other night, he got they blew out the Charlotte Hornets so bad. I don't think you're not going to see this very often, Craig. 22 minutes and a massive blowout win against the Hornets. He got 12 fantasy points. I mean, imagine how mad you'd be if you just, oh, Giannis, just get me 50. I'm going to win this tournament, and he gets you 12. Just some of the most frustrating stuff you can imagine. But of course, he is a pretty strong play. Julius Randle continues to do like absolutely everything for the Knicks with RJ Barrett out. He is, you know, a career high in assist rate, playing like 40 minutes a night. I mean, Julius Randle in his time away from the Los Angeles Lakers, like, really has grown as a player. And this is a really good matchup for them against the Pacers. Tatum looks good against the Pelicans. You know, the rest of the high-end forwards, though, Porzingis, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Kuzma, not really all that interested. Couple of the value guys. So, weird situation for Detroit. They have a flu going around their locker room, but they also have a bunch of guys who are out suspended right now because of that melee the other night against the Magic. So they did not have a backup center yesterday, right? So Nerlens Noel, who can't really play 30 minutes a night, started at center for them. So they were playing Kevin Knox as their backup center, and Taurean Prince for Minnesota. I think that benefits him tonight, because I think they're going to do the same thing, and Taurean Prince will basically be the backup center for the Wolves, so that's pretty nice for them. And then if Isaiah Stewart does start for Detroit, I mean, he probably is going to play like 38 minutes tonight, so he looks pretty good. Pat Connaughton looks pretty good for Milwaukee. Kyle Anderson for Minnesota, again, he should be able to get away with playing power forward tonight since Detroit has to play so small. And then a name we haven't mentioned all year, but I am waiting for Joe Ingles, who the Milwaukee Bucks blew their whole free agency budget on. You know, Joe Ingles, sixth man of the year candidate, great for the Jazz. He was so important for them. I mean, he's done nothing for the Milwaukee Bucks to this point, and they spent all their free agency money on him. So I keep waiting for him, and he's 3,300.
All right, let's cap it off tonight and go to the centers. In our preview tonight, we've got Giannis again, who you can use at this position at 11,800. Now, by far, the most compelling player on this slate has got to be Nikola Jokic at 11,600, because if I'm not mistaken, I think they play the Suns tonight, and the Suns beat Golden State last night. I think the spread is the same, by the way, as it was last night, so I want your opinion on that. Kristaps Porzingis, over 9,000, Nikola Vucevic at 8, Jaren Jackson Jr., 7,200. So what are we to believe with this? This back-to-back nights, can the Suns stay with Denver tonight? Because, boy, if they can, then Jokic becomes the best play maybe on the board. But, I mean, this is one of the biggest point spreads you'll see in an NBA game, 12.5.
I mean, it does go to show you, any given night in the NBA, you can't really take a result for granted. Kind of the opposite of the way the NBA shakes out as a whole. Like, really bad teams in the NBA can't make the playoffs. Like, a bad team in the NFL can make the playoffs. We almost just saw the Tennessee Titans make the playoffs. But in one game, because of injuries, because of the variance of three-point shooting, you know, that's so different in the NBA today than it was 10 years ago or whatever. Like, anyone can beat anyone. I mean, we almost saw Oklahoma City beat Miami last night. That was a really absurd game. But I'm just going to go ahead and say Jokic, you know, does his thing. He is going to, especially if DeAndre Ayton doesn't play and, like, poor, you know, Jock Landale is out there trying to defend against Nikola Jokic, I'm going to go ahead and say that the Suns get it done. I would say, heading into this slate, I probably like Jokic a little bit more than I like Giannis. You know, Giannis probably 20-25% owned, Jokic probably 10-15%. But, I mean, Jokic is just, every night this guy is like a triple. It's like he didn't even break a sweat against the Clippers. Only took 5 shots in that game. 14 points, 16 assists, 11. It's, we'd never seen anything like Jokic. We'd never seen anything like it. And the Nuggets, number one seed in the NBA. So these conference games matter a ton for them, right? Because if the Suns go on a winning streak, they want to own all these tiebreakers. That's really important to them. A couple of the value guys, Şengün, I talked about earlier, that Houston-Sacramento game. Mitchell Robinson, he's actually finally not fouling as much, kind of like Jaren Jackson Jr. finally not fouling as much, getting up to like 30 minutes a night. We like that. And then Torrey Craig literally might have to start for the Suns tonight. That's how down bad the Phoenix Suns are. So he would be in play, but Torrey Craig versus Michael Porter Jr., little bit of a mismatch for the Nuggets.
All right, so there you go. Lineups all set. Optimize them over at dailyroto.com. And, of course, games start later tonight. You get all the injuries and everything else there. All of the updates, again, over on the website. And naturally, tomorrow here on the show, my guess is we're going to do a lot deeper dive into the upcoming NFL playoffs. But as you're watching this show, a lot more NBA, a lot more golf, as college football is over. And the NFL, of course, coming to a close in just a few weeks with the Super Bowl. So we'll take a quick time out right here on Fantasy Sports Today. But coming up next, it's time for Fantasy or Reality. An annual West Coast trip for a lot of people means a visit to In-N-Out Burger. You may not have to go all the way to the West Coast to get an In-N-Out Burger anymore. We'll have that in Fantasy Reality next on Go West.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you are following us on social media. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. For the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. Again, that's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Make sure you are following us there. The Miami Dolphins, Davis, having their weekly press conference right now. And Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, is still in concussion protocol. He is out this week. I don't think that's a huge surprise to anyone. And honestly, Davis, probably the right decision by the Miami Dolphins at this point. A fourth concussion in an NFL game, regardless of how big it is. That being said, Davis, I will tell you, if I find out that Teddy Bridgewater is playing in this game, and you know, even though I'm in South Florida, I have no biases with these teams. It doesn't make any difference to me. I tell you how I see it, and I take the teams that I think are going to win and make money. I think I'm going to take the Dolphins plus the points. Teddy has to play, though. Without Teddy, I will not do it. I don't believe at all in Skylar Thompson, but I think Miami getting, they're going to get a little more now after this bump here. They're going to get like 11 or 12. I think Teddy can keep this close. Why not? Has Buffalo really played all that great?
I already did. I already did take. I took the Miami Dolphins plus 10.5 points because I thought if Teddy plays, it'll be 7.5. Or if Tua plays, it'll be 7.5. If right. Teddy plays, probably 9. If Skylar Thompson plays, it's probably like 13.5 or something like that. Right. I mean, I don't know. What if Mike Glennon plays? I guess Mike Glennon versus Skylar Thompson. Like, I don't know. I mean, Mike Glennon's terrible. But I guess the line moved, because it did to yesterday, the line moved to 9 from 10.5. I'm going to guess that means that Teddy is probably going to play. I mean, if you got Buffalo at 9, and Skylar Thompson starts, I don't know, go buy yourself a nice lunch or something, because you probably have already, you probably already won that wager. But I mean, I hope Teddy starts, but I my logic is the same as you, is like Buffalo, they've been waiting all year for a second wide receiver to emerge. They haven't found it. The defense is like, I don't know. I mean, they did just give up 23 points to the Patriots, who were like the worst offense I've ever seen. They won that game because Nyheim Hines got 2 kick returns.
Yeah. A full point up, Davis. 11.5 for Buffalo being favored. Let me make sure that anything didn't happen with Teddy Bridgewater here before I even go any further.
He's got a hurt finger.
Yeah, but this is a bad sign, Davis, that this line keeps going up for Miami. This is not great. Yeah. I mean, if Teddy was playing, this should not be going up to 12 or 13. I don't think so.
Well, Schefter just tweeted that the Dolphins are preparing as if rookie quarterback Skylar Thompson will start Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. You may want to bet the other side, Davis, even out.
I'm just going to, no. You just got the good lesson to people who have been in this spot. You get in these spots, just eat it. Just eat it. Yeah. You know, just let it happen.
Yeah. Okay. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis. Well, naturally, we're going to have a lot of trades, a lot of movement going on in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals already fired their head coach. Their general manager is gone. Their quarterback's probably out for the year. So next year could be one of those rebuilding years, maybe, for the Arizona Cardinals, where they just take a step back. I mean, let's be honest, their top offensive weapon is like Zach Ertz at this point. But DeAndre Hopkins, all things considered, probably, I'm going to guess, will be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, maybe first or second ballot, but he's had that kind of career. Very clearly much better with Houston than he was with Arizona. And let's also just be honest, this has not worked out for the Cardinals with Hopkins. So we see the reports yesterday that potentially they're going to look to trade him. And by the way, should come as no surprise. I guess the question is what we think about Hopkins moving forward. Does he have 1 year left at a high level? Does he have 2 years left? Does he have 3 years left? That seems like a lot. Fantasy or reality, the Cardinals will get at least a second round pick for DeAndre Hopkins.
Stone reality. I mean, look at the market right now for wide receivers. I mean, any guy who's like a verifiable stud is a first round pick, right? If not multiple first round picks. Tyreek, AJ Brown. I mean, I would say Hollywood Brown is very good, probably not a stud, and he fetched a first round pick. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, even at 32, is better than Hollywood Brown. But to exacerbate matters even more so, I talked about this in the Sports Grid 60 yesterday. We are looking at a historically bad free agent wide receiver class. I think that Juju Smith-Schuster, who for my favorite team, the Chiefs, really has not been good. I think he might get like $80, $90 million in free agency over 4 years, because that is how bad it is. Like, he's competing against like Nelson Aguilar and AJ, like I don't know how this happened, but it's the worst free agent wide receiver class I've ever seen. Would I rather give Jacoby Myers 4 years, $85 million, or would I rather pay the rest of Hopkins' contract and trade away the 47th overall pick? I would way rather trade a second round pick. So I got reality here.
What did Chase Claypool get traded for? Was that a two?
What turned into the 33rd overall pick from the Chicago Bears.
I mean, does that not tell you what Hopkins is worth? Yeah, this is reality, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, to me, a fading player, to be honest, but still a year or two left. The only question is he a player like AJ Brown next year, or is he a player like Michael Thomas? And that's just what we can't answer at this point. But what he's going to get traded for is, at the very least, a second round pick in fantasy football. So I am going to go with the reality there as far as him going for a second round pick in fantasy football. So let me just refresh here the rundown. Thank you very much. Okay, let's get back to baseball here. Yesterday we got word that Trevor Story is having a surgery on his elbow. Now, I guess they're not calling it Tommy John surgery. They're calling it like an elbow brace surgery, but it sure sounds a lot like Tommy John surgery to me. And very similar to that. Now, to even double down on this, the Red Sox, of course, ended up getting Trevor Story. Thought they had this nice combination. Second base with Story, shortstop with Xander Bogaerts. Bogaerts leaves. I don't think anybody would have predicted that before free agency started. And now Trevor Story is going to miss, I would guess, Davis, at the very least, April, May, June, and July. I don't see any path to him coming back before then. That's, the six-month barometer here. Maybe comes back at the end of the season. Davis, what will the Red Sox look like at that point? Look at who they signed. Justin Turner? I don't know what direction they're going for here. Fantasy or reality? Boston Red Sox regret now signing Trevor Story to that long-term extension.
I mean, how could they not regret it? I mean, they did take a risk on him because, as we know, signing these guys who were crazy in Coors Field and then taking them out of there, there's always a degree of risk there. I mean, his contract is absolutely insane. He makes $20 million this year, $22 the next, between 25 and 27 until 2027, just like a crazy amount of money. And this is what they got. They got 357 plate appearances last year, 16 home runs, 13 stolen bases, a below league average OBP, below league average for his position, slugging. I mean, and I like Trevor Story. I gotta be that guy and say, I liked this contract when they gave it to him. I thought it was like an interesting way to try and maneuver around not having Mookie Betts any longer. But I actually kind of same deal with Kreitz. Like, if this guy can't give you plus defense at second base or at shortstop, like, literally, what's the point? And he's, I would assume that this is probably the beginning of either moving him to third base or moving him to designated hitter so that he can come back from this maybe a little bit early. And that's horrible, man. Turning a guy who plays middle infield into a designated hitter or a corner outfielder is like just a huge L. So yeah, got to be reality. They got to regret this.
It feels to me when we do our season win totals that I'm going to go back under on the Red Sox again. I don't know. It seems to me like there's just like duct taping this year, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not feeling great about it. I would say that they have some really nice young players for the future. Remember their general manager, Davis, former GM at Tampa Bay. So you kind of know what's sort of going on here. But they did re-sign Devers. You know, to be honest with you, if Trevor Story is healthy, this is a really good looking contract because of just the contracts that were given out this past off season. And it means making $100 million less. And he's a really good player too. But obviously when you look at it now, probably a fantasy. I think they were just certain that Trevor Story is going to play shortstop. That this is maybe one of the reasons why they let Xander Bogaerts go, because they thought they had a shortstop. But do yourself a favor, folks. Take a look at the Boston Red Sox opening day lineup as it stands right now, as compared to every other team in the division. It is not looking great for them. So maybe a rebuild year, and I can't wait to see what their win total is when the season starts. Maybe it'll be something we discuss. Okay, so let's cap it off with this. Now, I became familiar with In-N-Out Burger probably about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And had my first one, I'm going to say, maybe even longer than that, 15 years ago, in California somewhere. I don't recall. I think there's also in Vegas, too. And what makes In-N-Out Burger so interesting is that there's a lot of discussion about this burger because it's so good. Now, I thought I couldn't really tell a huge difference between this and any other burger, to be honest with you. But it is good. But the thing is that they were so hell-bent on, because of where their factory was, keeping all of their distribution, Davis, limited to the West Coast, which is just, let's be honest, dumb. If everybody loves In-N-Out Burger, you gotta expand. And so now they've went against everything that they said that they were never gonna do, and they're expanding to Tennessee. This is the first In-N-Out Burger place east of the Mississippi. There's also a funny YouTube video, Davis, I don't know if you've seen this, of a guy flying to California, buying 1 million In-N-Out Burgers and then renting a van and then driving all the way east and opening up the back of his truck and selling them. Or giving them away. It's very funny. Fantasy or reality? In-N-Out Burger, best fast food burger, Davis. Fantasy or reality?
Well, one, I would have purchased one of these burgers out of the back of this dude's truck, guaranteed. Give me a cold In-N-Out Burger. So In-N-Out Burger, like, it's so good. I would say it's like an 8 out of 10 burger, which is like really good for a fast food chain, right? But is it the best fast food burger? Craig, I gotta give it fantasy, because I think that Shake Shack is better. My cold hard take is that Shake Shack is better. I think it's the sauce that Shake Shack, it's like literally making my mouth water right now. I haven't eaten since getting home from the gym. But yeah, I gotta give it to Shake Shack, but no shade intended. Those would be my top two fast food burgers, In-N-Out and Shake Shack.
Yeah, I would probably say reality. I think that there's a little bit of overrating involved here with this, but I would say reality. And I would also say that if Tennessee is going to have In-N-Out Burger, then guess what? It is coming to Florida. It is going to New York. It is going everywhere else. Just a matter of time. Come on, let's get real. This company is all about making money for the long term, and it, you know, funny to see that this is happening right now. All right, we'll have the Sports Grid 60 coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Then we'll turn it over to the early line coming up at the top of the hour. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. So hopefully you can join me back on the grid after lunch, and we'll chat up some business sports and the business of sports wagering as well. Davis and I tomorrow on the show will start diving into playoff fantasy football and take a look at some of the Saturday matchups. So make sure you stay with us here, or if not, we'll see you tomorrow. But for now, let's take a quick time out. And coming up next, Sports Grid 60, Davis and I, 60 seconds of commentary on something going on in fantasy sports. We'll have it for you next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today as we wrap up the show for this Wednesday and get closer to Super Wildcard Weekend. Let's turn it over to Davis for the Sports Grid 60.
All right, well, this week the golf season begins in earnest. We had the Century Tournament of Champions last week, which closed field, small field, you know, no cut type event. This is really sort of the seminal moment here that that we have in golf betting as we head to, you know, our first real tournament. And I'm going to go ahead and give out a pick here on the program. Not going to do this. Eventually we're going to have a full golf segment when football's over.
We
have to do this every single day. But I'm going to give out two. I'm going to give out Brian Harman to win, if you can get him at 20-1 or 19-1. And I'm going to give out Zach Blair as a top 20. So those are my two wagers that we got going for the Sony Open. And I hope you guys have a great Wednesday.
Is that on FanDuel, by the way? Or on DraftKings?
That is on DraftKings.
Got it. Okay. We'll check that out later. I saw Davis tweeting out asking questions. Fair question that Davis asked about Tua Tagovailoa. Is he played his final game? So, he's not playing this week. I think you have to ask yourself that question because it's the playoffs right now and he is not playing. I'll answer Davis's question for him. I don't think that this is Tua's last game, but I just simply can't accept him getting another concussion and playing after that. Now, again, not a medical person, not a doctor, the whole thing. How can we possibly judge for what a player wants to do and what a team wants to do? But inevitably, I think this is, unfortunately, I think for him, it's a one more and done. And I think he enters the season, in my opinion, next year, starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, something else happens. I think that's the end, which is kind of sad because such a good kid, such a good player too. All right, let's try to end on a positive note. Hope everybody has a great lunch, has a great day. I'll see you back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. Thanks again, of course, to our producers, graphics department, for Davis. I'm Craig. See you later.